God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Yeah. Once again, or is it once again? I'm never sure these days. All I know at the moment is that I'm in the saucer pot again. Fancy that. This is turning into one of those redundancy cocktails. One week turns into the other, and most of the time, come Sunday, I show up in the saucer pod. I don't know how I got there, and I have no idea how I get out of there and get back to wherever it is I do get back to the rest of the time. But it happens. Next thing I know, I'm wherever I am when I'm wherever I am. I'm where I am, if that makes any sense. But we're not here to make sense. We're here to deal with reality at that point, two steps beyond the point where reason and logic end. It's known as the old two-step, but it might as well be the new two-step, because the dance floor has changed, and so has the music. So, we're hovering in the saucer pod just like we always do, and tonight we are on a Russian battleship, because our loyalty is with Russia and her allies, and I don't have a country anymore because my country got taken over by the satanic Zionist bagmen and is now a fascist police state. Please don't anyone associate me with the disunited Zio States of America anymore. My heart goes out to my former kindred there, but my loyalty now is only to the human race, those put upon peoples of many colors and many faiths who suffer under the hobnailed boots of the imperialist and satanic lickspittles, corporate whores, and privileged elite. Their hour has come round at last. Death and damnation becomes them. We're going to be seeing some big changes soon. The international gangster land of Zionism is going down. The ogres and orcs that have fed upon and preyed upon us for so long have finally overstepped themselves and are about to act with all the hubris and ignorance at their command. They're committed to act with all available malice and stupidity so as to inform the whole world what vile and mendacious mercenaries they are. Across the centuries, they have come. Not even death and reincarnation has taught them anything. Now in the final hours of the closing of the decades, their fate is being shrink-wrapped and sealed. Consider the enormity of their crimes. Consider all those they have blamed their crimes upon. Consider the millions they have tortured and murdered. The deaths of women and children have no more impact on them than stepping on a bug. They're indifferent to the impact of their acts. They are without conscience. What punishments are fitting for such as these? Surely judgment will come, both on this plane and on the next. Of course, I've got only certain evidence to back up my statements. Some of that evidence is reeling by on the big screen in front of us at this very moment. No one wants to touch the psychotic game plan of the Zionist-run American juggernaut. If it were not so tragic, it would be very amusing. Lately, I noticed one of the ploys by the spiritually bankrupt is they're saying they are reaching out to IPAC, asking them to get involved in convincing Congress, as if they weren't already the most deeply involved and behind all of it to begin with. That one made me laugh. I thought to myself, is there anyone still presently stupid enough to buy into this? They smell of desperation, and there's nothing that stinks of failure so much as a smell of desperation. Desperation is fear and panic, locked up in the same room and not at all happy about it. It is so typical of the world shakers and self-interest junkies to never know when to stop. It's like they came into life with no brakes, and ominously, they're going out with no brakes either. I feel sorry for them. I do. But I feel much, much more compassion for their victims. I know it's all karma, regardless of what anyone else believes. The thing is, if you're unaware of us going from one lifetime to the next, then you're unaware of us carrying our sins from one lifetime into the next. Or that we are now the victims of those we victimized in the past. This particular go-round, all bills come due, here and in the immediate hereafter. That's why there are such a massive number of people here at this moment, and why the best and worst among us are giving it their very best and worst in this last gasp effort to get somewhere, and worse than nowhere. It's too mechanical and too mathematical for so many people. Too many people like to believe we only got the one lifetime, which is anything but true. Too many people believe all it takes is for Jesus to wave a magic wand and they are brand spanking new. There's truth to the forgiveness of sins, but you have to live it. You still owe. There's no sitting back on your conferred laurels. There's no 24/7 Disneyland for slackers. In many ways, Christianity is a lazy man's religion. Jesus Christ was not lazy, and no real Christian is either. A real Christian sees opportunities for service in every moment that appears. A true Christian is tireless, and a true Christian knows that God permeates every area of existence. He is visible in the good and concealed in the evil, because all things work for good for those who love the Lord. Remember that. Live by it. Bad men are made good if good men are good enough. Evil is transformed into good if the alchemist is wise enough. It is a source of much amazement to me when fundies, so-called Christians, jump all over me in my sights because I make mention of Lord Ganesha. They think it ludicrous that the son of God, Ganesha is the son of Shiva, might have the head of an elephant, which signifies wisdom, by the way. Yet they easily believe in a virgin birth, rising from the dead, and walking on the water, which I believe in too. As I said in the song I've yet to release, if your God can walk on water and rise from the dead, my God can have an elephant's head. In any case, Lord Ganesha is only one of my friends, and he came to me. I didn't go to him. I remember some years ago when I went to Italy for the first time in a province called Umbria. I remember how Lord Ganesha appeared during my visits, and I got to see him dancing and striding across the hills around the house we had rented. Later on, a couple of years later, we got snookered by an unsavory fellow who deceived us into buying a house in Puglia. After about a year, Lord Ganesha began to appear, and I would take walks with him down the narrow lanes through the gardens and olive orchards out in the Campania. The humorous side of his nature began to reveal itself, and I would see him dressed up in tails and a top hat and dancing along on the other side of the low stone walls, doing flips and never losing his hat, laughing and filled with confidence as he kept telling me how good everything's going to be one of these days. When he's in that overflowing, filled with optimism thing, he's a lot like Lord Vivasvan. Well, you sit in Lord Surya's seat, you get like that. When the consciousness of the sun is visited upon you as the regent, you definitely get larger than life. As I said, though, he's only one of my friends, so people shouldn't get the idea that I'm a Hindu, which I'm not. Part of my mission here, supposing I have a mission, and I'm not completely deluded, which on the surface it appears to me I'm not, is to be an employee of the Avatar. That doesn't give me some kind of military jacket with medals hanging all over it. It's a position that can be filled by any one of us who won't give up in the attempt to fill it. Ergo, I am not part or party of any religion. Religions are what appears when the spirit of the law is replaced by the letter of the law. It's what happens when those charged with serving their fellows prefer to be turned into money collection agents. It's what happens when those charged with informing you turn into those who deceive you in order to place you at the bottom of the pecking order while raising themselves to the top. So I have my friends who are timeless archetypes, Lady Nature, my divine consort, the Amitabha Buddha, whose accomplishments outstrip those of anyone known to me in my limited awareness. The power generated by his incredible feats were so great that he was given the power to create his own heaven and to make it possible for those who believe in him to reincarnate exclusively in Amitabha's Western Pure Land. That means no more births down here. How good is that? Very, very good. Lord Vivasvan is my friend because he saved me in a major way in Italy, but mostly because he's been my friend all along. The man on the beach is my friend, and I don't even know who he is. He's the one who activated my kundalini. Tara is my friend, but she doesn't show up a lot. I've got other friends. I have no clue as to their identity. All I know is that one or more of them shows up every day. In the midst of this, the attacks on me continue. I can't access Smoky Mirrors today, where I just put a post. Every other blog is accessible, though. I've got NFL.com playing to the side of the screen, and it keeps getting knocked offline, but only during critical periods. The commercial periods play fine. Then it takes 5 minutes to get back online. It's happened so many times at specific moments today that there can be little doubt they are keying on my ISP. No big deal. I'll just keep on keeping on. It's a minor annoyance designed to unsettle me. There's almost never a problem with my internet. This never happens, but today, when there's something happening that I might enjoy, they're doing what they can to get to me. This got ramped up earlier this week, and it was already in operation for a couple of weeks. I'm guessing this is all part of a new aggression against those of us who are not fooled by the low jinx of the creeps and cretins in our midst. They just sicked the IRS on Michael Rivero, and I'm guessing they're causing harm and providing harassment across the board. Well, their time has come. They know it, but the darkness in their souls is too great for what little humanity remains in them. It must be something to have risen to the halls of power, up through them, and only to find that their structures have isolated and housed them for so long are infested with rot. It's all coming down, and it is irresistible. The turning of the age is upon us, and the power shift is on the horizon. Those who have visited such mischief and misery on the human race are soon to find that they are on their own as the whirlwind approaches. For a good long time, I was perplexed about why certain things were happening to me. It made no kind of sense. I assumed, as I've done so often in my life, that this was just God doing what God does for God's own good reasons. I've thought a certain way for so long, it just became second nature to me to believe things were a certain way for a certain reason. More fool I. Then a couple of weeks ago, a missing piece of the puzzle fell out of the sky and changed the entire appearance of the board. It never occurred to me that noxious entities would key on me with the intent to unsettle and discombobulate me. You see, if I'm off balance, I don't act and speak as clearly as I might. If I'm confused concerning what's happening to me, then I'll be looking in the wrong direction. One must always look for the silver lining in life. If negative forces are messing with you, you must be doing something right. If you're just allowed to go your merry way, you've probably no threat to the satanic hierarchy. Spending its last ounces of strength, I might add, down the doomed highway of their irrevocable fall. Now their biggest concern is to bring as many of you along with them as they can. They get extra points for this. At least that's how it looks to them at the moment. That's subject to change. Nothing is what it seems, especially in the minds of the bad guys. They are really being led down the garden path, out of the garden, and into a moonscape of dead lands and emptiness, devoid of life. How else would you expect it to be? Would you not expect the difficulty to increase as we approach the finish line? Do not the winds get stronger as you go up the mountain? Do not the evil ones become more and more evil as their time runs out? Yes, indeed. And what follows is academic. I'd like to confer my congratulations to this point on James Jancic getting his radio show back online. James has been under the gun, too, with setbacks and frustrations. But like me and many of the readers, we don't give up. We don't give up. Eventually, it pays off. It's been a rough road for many of us over the recent decade plus. It's gotten darker and it's gotten harder. Cannot continue in this manner. Could get significantly worse in the short term, but all roads lead to liberty at this point. For far too many of us, our values are not what they should have been, when they could have been, and our fate is adjusted accordingly. For the rest of us, the results can be expected to turn out differently. I've been slogging through the sucking mud for as long as I can remember being able to walk. There are numerous arguments that I could embrace concerning a negative perspective. It could be all too easy to believe in the horrifying appearances that are operating from the ghastly evils of the Satanists and Zionists to the wide surrender of the masses in their thrall of materialism. I see armies of the unconscious playing with their cell phones, as if in search of some event horizon epiphany that assuredly will not come, not now, not ever. The alienation of the individual and the press of the crowd is everywhere to be seen. I'm guessing it's the loneliness of the long-distance texter. I'm pretty sure that there's some sort of transmission being beamed out of all those cell phones and tablets worldwide. There's some kind of subliminal hum that transfixes the owners and traps them in a fugue state of perpetual hypnosis. I've stopped trying to guess how everything will sort itself out. Could be pervasively devastating and might only be momentarily confusing. Could be anything. A great deal of how we'll ultimately shake out is up to us. A great awakening is obviously taking place. It's heartening to see it, especially so because the numbers are exponentially increasing every day. Every move taken by the evil ones is only serving to awaken more and more people to what they've been unaware of for so long. Every new lie, every attempt to mold and distort human opinion is working against those engaged in it. This is a Mr. Apocalypse at work. He's tapping inside the heads of the masses. When the talking heads set about confusing the issue and promoting evil under the guise of necessity, the people see. The people see the lies because Mr. Apocalypse is inside their heads, turning on the light. Mr. Apocalypse will not be denied. He will not be denied. In the end, we are dealing with cosmic forces no human or infernal energy can counter. It is the irresistible urge of the ineffable. Something is too late already. I believe in the words of that great spiritual master, Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over. This is the man who also said, it's like deja vu all over again. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your nether regions. Every day I can feel some pretty powerful hints of dark energy coming at me. That would be hits. It would be all too easy to fall into a negative headspace. I know that's what they want. It's trials and tribulations all the way. Why should I think it would be different for me? I got the past records of so many others who simply never gave up. In the end, that is what it comes down to. If you do not give up, you cannot fail. If you do not give up, you cannot fail. You might die at the finish line. You might have to be carried across it by the winds you have generated in your passing. As long as you do not give up, you cannot fail. Should we expect it to be different here on the cusp of a 26,000-year cycle? I'm talking the way I am tonight because what has come up against me in recent times. It has been exhausting and bruising. It has pressed down on my good nature in ways more amplified and concentrated than I have seen in a while. I always think it has to make them tired too, and every segment of energy they expend, they'll not be getting it back. I, on the other hand, well, that's money in the bank, and not a central bank either. Okay, my friends. We've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. These days, that might well apply. Don't give up and fight the good fight. That said, Hare Krishna. Greetings, Lord Ganesha. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Bismillah, Irman, Irahim. Much love, Lady Nature. Sorry. Om Amitabha and hail, Lord Jesus Christ. All right, then. Aloha and Haru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.